You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Today's devotion is for Monday of Holy Week. The reading is from Matthew chapter 21, beginning in the 12th verse. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you make it a den of robbers." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. And they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes, have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise'?" And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there." It's an interesting study in the biblical accounts of Jesus' life, how his popularity with the religious leaders continues to decline as he makes his way to the cross. It's also interesting how Jesus never backs down from his purpose in life, to speak and to live the truth, even as those around him want nothing to do with what he has to say. Add to that the fact that his actions were always consistent with his words, and it's easy to see that what happened in the temple during that Holy Week was yet another sign of the purpose for which Jesus was born. The Jerusalem temple, designed to be a house of prayer, had become a marketplace for selling and for stealing and for profit making for the religious elite. When Jesus saw what they were doing, he pulled no punches. Overturning the tables of the money changers, he chased them out and called them out for who they were and for what they were doing and claiming to be. Meanwhile, the blind and the lame were healed. Throughout his ministry, Jesus' words were shaped by love, as were his actions. Even the children offered shouts of praise to this one whose life and whose actions and whose words bore witness and gave testimony to the fact that he came into this world to save. Jesus could have walked away that day unscathed, rather than walking into the temple and causing a scene. He could have remained quiet and never said a word, instead of lashing out against those who had lost sight of the temple's true purpose. But he spoke and he lived with one saving purpose in mind. His destiny was with the cross. He was born in this world to die. And he died on the cross so that you and I could live. During those final events leading to his death, Jesus cleansed the temple when he overturned those tables. In the final event of his life, he cleansed us from sin when he bled and died on Calvary's cross. As with the temple and its cleansing, he did not have to do it, but he did. And he did it because he loved us more than we will ever know. Let's join in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your saving work on the cross, for your love for us that became so clear, and for never backing down on the road that led to Calvary, that we might have life. Amen. The action for today on this Monday of Holy Week is to find ways to offer praise to Jesus, just as those children in the temple offered their praises long ago. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.